This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh, and we have an opportunity to talk with a few of our Galesburg Shake students. The first student I'll talk to today is Sydney McGahey. Hi, Sydney. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, tell me a little bit about Galesburg Shake. You're in the third round. Are you pretty proud of that?
I am very proud, but I am also nervous because I'm not sure if I'll make it to the next round.
Ah, I see. Well, let's talk about where you go to school and what grade you're in.
I go to Gales Elementary School, and I am in fourth grade.
Okay, and maybe you can tell me about some of your favorite subjects.
My favorite subject is science and math.
Science and math. And do you do little science projects? Have you done anything interesting through the school year this year?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
We've made volcanoes.
Really? Mm-hmm. How does one make a volcano?
We use clay, and then we shape it around a pill bottle, and then we put baking soda and vinegar, and then it explodes.
Ah. Did you have to wear goggles or anything? Did everybody make one? Everybody had their own individual volcano?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you go home and try to do that then, too?
Yeah.
Did you? I wondered if maybe you'd do something like that. What did your parents say? Were they kind of surprised?
It made a mess.
Yeah. So what do you like to do in the summer? You got about a week left of school, right?
Well, this summer I'm going to Disneyland, Disney World, Wisconsin Dells, and Arizona.
Wow. That's a lot of different places in the summer. I went to the Wisconsin Dells for the very first time last summer. Have you been there before?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you get to ride on one of their duck boats. Kind of the boat actually goes in the water and on land.
Sounds fun.
It is. Well, yeah, that and all the water parks that I saw there, too. They look like a lot of fun, too. So your favorite subjects are math and science. Do you have any hobbies that you do during the year or any sports that you play?
I do gymnastics and I swim.
Great. And where and who do you do gymnastics with?
I do it at Jumping Jays, and I just swim at home since I have an in-ground pool.
Oh, there you go. Great. Any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
And any pets?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your pets.
I have three chinchillas.
Really?
One's named Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have two girls. One's named Sasha and one's named Snowflake.
How cute. Yeah. How long have you had those?
I've had them for about 3 to 5 years.
Uh-huh. And what chinchillas are kind of special, aren't they? Kind of fuzzy and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they can't take a water bath.
Oh, really? So how do they keep themselves clean? Do you have to brush them?
We have a dust bath that we give them.
I did not know this. This is interesting. A dust bath for all three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that, can you play with them at all?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. They're kind animals, would you say? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you feed them?
We feed them the same thing we feed rabbits.
Oh, okay. All right. Are they in the same family, sort of? Do you know?
Sort of. They're also in, like, the mouse family, because
they're not
huge, but they're not tiny.
Mm-hmm. So. What happened to your wrist there?
Gymnastics.
Oh, gymnastics. Okay, we'll let that go. All right. Do you have meets this summer? Gymnastic meets? Will you compete this summer at all?
No, because I'm going to all those different.
Oh, that's right. All that vacation that you're taking. Well, that's wonderful. We've been talking with Sydney McGahey from Gale Elementary School, one of the Galesburg Shake members who visited with us today here on WGIL. Thanks, Sydney.
No problem.
This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're talking with Galesburg Shake members, students in Galesburg School District 205. Selena Suarez is at Galesburg High School, and she's our next guest in the studios today. Selena, tell me a little bit about yourself and what grade level you're in.
I'm Selena Suarez, and I'm a sophomore at Galesburg High School. I'm involved in student council, teen court, Spanish club, and project graduation. I'm also involved in basketball and soccer at my school, and I just like having fun, hanging out with friends, and especially reading books.
Yeah, good for you. Now, you mentioned teen court. I know a little about that program. Tell me how you're involved there.
I've been with the program for 2 years. This year, I actually started acting as a lawyer for the teen court, and it's basically a program where teens, their first time, get arrested for, like, retail theft or something minor. They go to teen court, which is held at the city hall, And basically, we give them community service hours as their punishment. Their record is clean, and it's like a fresh new start. It's a really good program, I think.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about any of your hobbies. I think you mentioned baseball. Do you play
soccer and basketball.
Soccer and basketball. Do you play some sports in the summer?
Well, this would be my last year playing basketball, so not really. I'll be probably playing a lot of soccer this year. I'm looking to maybe job shadow this summer as well, so I'll have my summer open this year.
Now, you're only a sophomore. You're talking about job shadowing, so tell me the areas that you'd like to shadow in.
I want to get into law, but I'm not sure exactly what law I want to get into, so my dad knows a few people that used to work for him that were into law, and so I was thinking maybe I could just job shadow them or, like, have lunch with them and talk about it, because I feel like I need to start knowing where to go, what branch to go in.
Yeah, and to get those law schools lined up, right?
Yeah.
So teen court becomes kind of valuable, doesn't it, to kind of give you an introduction into how the court system works a little bit?
Yes, it's a great experience. I actually really, really love it. And going into it, I didn't know how I would actually like it, considering I've always wanted to be a lawyer, but I never knew if it was actually right for me. But I've so far enjoyed it a lot, so it's great.
Yeah, and I think it's a couple extra years at college, too, isn't it,
if I'm not mistaken? Yeah, that's a little scary.
Yeah, it's a little daunting, but I'm sure you'll fare just fine with that. Do you have brothers and sisters or any pets to talk about today?
I have two siblings. One, my brother, Cesar Suarez, and my sister, Sophia Suarez, is also in this great Galesburg Shake as well, so we're pretty close, and it's fun being in this together.
I was going to say, that's kind of unusual,
isn't it?
Given I didn't meet all 90 students yesterday, but to have siblings come through, and this is, what are we, the dozen now here in this
12,
round?
Yeah,
the top 12. Wow, that's awesome. All right, we've been talking to Selena Suarez, a sophomore at Galesburg High School. Have a great summer, and thank you for visiting with us here on WGIL.
You too.
This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh visiting with Haley Brock from Silas Willard. And Haley's one of our students, one of the top 12 in the Galesburg Shake today. So we're going to visit with her a little bit. Haley, tell me what grade you're in there at Silas.
Fourth grade.
Yeah. Has it been a kind of a busy year with all that construction next door to the school?
Yeah, it's kind of hard doing work with all the noise.
Oh.
But once you get used to it, you can kind of tune it out.
Sure, you kind of work around it, do you? Well, tell me a little bit about your favorite subjects there at Silas.
I like math because some of it's really easy, but some of it's also really hard, and I really like to challenge myself.
Good for you.
So I can learn more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are there different levels of math, or this is just fourth grade math? Is there any advanced?
Well, since the Common Core, we're kind of doing fifth grade math.
Good for you.
So
you have moved up a little bit in the math studies. Are there other subjects you'd like as well?
I kind of like reading, because I really like reading all those books.
Yeah. Do you have favorite authors or favorite stories?
One of my favorite authors is Andrew Clements.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really like The Report Card.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And then,
what else has Andrew written off the top of your head?
Frindle, I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
And Lunch Money.
Yeah. Now, have you participated in like a summer reading program at the Galesburg Public Library?
No.
But you still love to read?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about any hobbies you might have or any pets you might have.
I don't have any pets.
That's okay.
But one of my hobbies is volleyball.
Yeah.
Last month we had a 5-week season, and we only lost 2 games out of all of them.
Is that something you play at school? Is it a league? Where do you play volleyball?
I just did G-Force.
Okay.
But sometimes at school, me and some of my friends will get the volleyball and we'll play at recess and do it.
Tell me what G-Force is. Is that a special program somewhere outside of school?
Out at Lakeside, that's where we'd be practicing.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's the Galesburg Recreation Division's volleyball, and you're playing with them in a 5-week course, and you only lost 2 games?
Yep.
Is this something you'd like to do when you get maybe to high school?
Yeah. Like in junior high, I'd like to be on the team.
There you go. Are you good at a particular position?
I think I'm really good at serving.
Really good.
One of our games, I got our team 11 points for
underhand serving.
That's pretty good. Yeah. And are the nets the same height that they would be in high school? Because that's pretty high. Yeah. Good for you. All right. Brothers and sisters?
I have a little sister. Her name's Jocelyn.
Yeah.
She goes to Silas, too. She's a kindergartner.
Yeah. You like Silas?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. We've been talking with Haley Brock. She goes to Silas Willard, fourth grade. I want to thank you for joining us here as part of the Galesburg Shakes program. Haley, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is WGIL. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're going to visit with Mallory Idle from Gale Elementary School. Again, this is part of our Galesburg Shakes visits today with about a dozen students who are part of the program, the top 12, I guess I could say. Mallory, tell us a little bit about Gale Elementary and what grade level you're in.
Well, I'm in fourth grade, and Gale is a very good school because it has many clubs and activities for different people with different likenesses, so mm-hmm. you can do what you like in that school.
Yeah. Now, I think I've met Mrs. Rush from Gale School, haven't I? And she has a project that she does. What grade level does she teach? Do you know?
Fourth
grade. So did you do that project at the front of the year that had you? It's kind of a give and take with international students.
The monster project?
Yes.
Yes, I did do the monster project, which that is something that you use paper mache and different materials to build a monster, and you compete against elementary schools around the world, and the winner gets a pizza party.
Isn't that amazing? When I went to the school earlier this fall, I think your monster for the year was sitting out in the front lobby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool class, a pretty good program. But tell me about maybe some of the other classes that you like at Gale.
Well, I'm in robotics and chemistry club. So I've been in robotics for 2 years straight, and I just started chemistry club this year. So, yeah, we went to the national competition last year for robotics club, and we got, I think, third, maybe?
Yeah. Now, do you do robotics with 4-H or robotics through Gale?
Gale.
Gale School. And what kind of a project did you work on when you did the robotics program?
You had to use electronics and Legos to build a robot that moves and has different sensors on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the youngsters that I've talked to that have done robotics, they kind of have to have a theme and they have to tell how the robot works and have a focus. Or did you have to do things like
yes,
that?
Yes. Well, there was one where you had to do a skit, which you had to use props and just make a skit about your assigned topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what was your, do you recall what your robot was called or the topic?
I don't think we named ours, and I don't really remember
that's
the topic.
Okay. That's all right. I thought they had a little, you had to do a little bit of background and everything for those programs. Do you have any hobbies outside of school?
Yes, I'm in volleyball, and I've been doing that for 3 years, and I'm starting tennis.
Good for you. Now, do you want to play when you get to junior high and high school?
Yeah, I'd love to continue playing volleyball, so.
Yeah, I just, who did I just, Haley is in fourth grade at Silas wants to play volleyball in high school, too. Was she part of your team?
Yeah, she was on my volleyball team.
So the G-Force there with the Galesburg Recreation, she said you had a good season.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. What do you like to do in the summer when school's all done?
Well, when we're at the baseball park most of the summer because my parents are on the board of the Cal Ripken Baseball League, so I'm mainly at the baseball park during my summer.
All right. All right. Do you have any pets, by the way?
Actually, my dog just passed away, so not at the moment.
Okay. Maybe down the road again.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear about that. Well, tell me what courses you'll be taking next year that you're looking forward to.
Like in school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, next year I want to continue robotics again and the chemistry club, but I also kind of want to try to get into the geography bowl.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it about chemistry that fascinates you?
I also like science, so chemistry club kind of fitted for me. I love experimenting with different things and figuring out how objects or materials work together. So
do you ever do any of the experimenting at home?
I actually do. I have a science kit.
Uh-huh. Have you ever made a mess or does everything work out?
Yeah, one of my favorite ones was when you mix vinegar and baking soda.
You get a volcano.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We've been talking with Mallory Idle from Gale Elementary in fourth grade. Mallory, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for talking to me.
This is WGIL. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're talking with Sarah Say, a junior at Galesburg High School, and again, one of our top 12 of the Galesburg Shake program this week. She's here in our studios, and Sarah, nice to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about GHS and your favorite subjects.
At GHS, I'm a junior, as you said, and right now I'm taking AP Physics, AP Calculus, Spanish 4, as well as Honors American Studies. Probably my favorite would have to be AP Calculus.
Wow. What do you plan to do with that? That's advanced calculus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Good for you. So have you got plans for college already?
A little bit. I've been looking around. I really like the University of Iowa. I'm planning on going the pre-dentistry route, so they have a pretty good program up there.
So tell me what inspired you to want to maybe go into dentistry, something in your background probably.
Oh, definitely. I had braces for about a total of 8 years almost. I went to Dr. Ladner here in Galesburg, and he made quite an impression on me. I loved going for visits, unlike a lot of people normally. And I was honestly sad to get my braces off, and I've just, I job shadowed him, and I really enjoyed it, so.
So dentistry was a field you thought, I can pursue this?
Definitely.
Yeah, good for you. And are all the courses you're taking, did he lead you in any direction and tell you what to maybe take at high school?
Yeah, or? You know, one thing that they stressed, a lot of the orthodontists, dentists that I've talked to, are to challenge yourself in high school. So I've tried to take as many AP courses that I can as possible and just always stay on top of things, manage my time wisely, and challenge myself throughout the 4 years.
So. Mm-hmm. So in the midst of all the courses you're taking, is there time for some hobbies or extracurricular activities?
Oh, definitely. There's always time for I do cross country in the fall, as well as track in the spring. And we do indoor track, so that's technically winter through spring. I'm also involved in student council, G Club, project graduation, care, math club, and Spanish club. So.
And you sleep?
I sleep just a little bit.
So when you talk about the indoor track, is that on that wonderful in the field house now? Do they run
it? Yes, we were very fortunate. We used to run upstairs in the hallways, and it wasn't very good on our legs because it's cement mostly. Mm-hmm. And this year we were very lucky to have that nice complex. It's about a 4-lane track, and we did most of our practices in there, and we were able to go up. They have a weight room up above, so that was nice as well.
Yeah, because it seemed real porous yesterday to be on that track.
Yes.
And good on your probably your joints.
It feels great.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you like to do in the summer when you're away from school?
I like to go swimming. We belong out at Lake Bracken Country Club, so I enjoy swimming out there. I babysit in the summer for some people at our church. I also go on. We have VBS for our church, and I'm going on a mission trip this year to Detroit. So,
good. Will this be a first for you?
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, so. I bet you're looking forward to it.
I am.
Yeah, good for you. All right, any siblings or pets?
I have two older siblings, mm-hmm. One brother, he's the oldest, his name's Steven, and one sister named Stephanie.
Okay.
And they both went to GHS as well, so.
Yeah, good for you. We've been talking with Sarah Say, a junior at GHS. Good luck in dentistry. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is WGIL. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're going to talk with Kaylee Miller. She's in seventh grade at Churchill Junior High, part of the Galesburg Shake program, part of the top 12, as a matter of fact. Right, Kaylee?
Yes.
What do you think of this program so far?
I think it's a great program because it's from every school and they take the top 10 kids. So then this is a good way to advance, and it's also, you can be a little competitive in it, but it's good skills. It provides good skills for the job world and anything you want to do when you're older.
Yeah. So what have you been learning so far?
I think with each person that I go to, it's different because you learn what to say to them and how to respond to the situations that you're in, because they had to put us in different circumstances. So it was fun to learn how to act with them.
Well, yesterday when I was at the Great Galesburg mm-hmm. Shake, I had people trying to sell me a pencil. But you probably had a different, well, I don't know what you had. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you were asked yesterday at.
There were 4 quadrants. We had to visit each one once. So at each quadrant, there was something different. They had a prompt to give us. So my first one was $50 million to a charity of choice. Okay. Then my second one was what job I wanted to be. Then the third quadrant we talked a little bit about jobs. Then my fourth quadrant is when we did the pencil.
Pencils, yeah.
The pencil, that
sell
was
me
fun.
Did you sell your pencil?
Yes.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, tell me a little bit about your favorite subjects there at Churchill.
My probably favorite subject is math when I understand it, because I like the feeling when it clicks. You know that, okay, I can do that. I feel relieved. So I like getting to the point where it clicks. So I think that's my favorite.
Yeah, so math, it's always like a project, isn't it? Where
yes.
It has to, one and one has to equal two, mm-hmm. and whatever else you're working on. What about hobbies or extracurricular activities?
I'm a three-sport athlete, and I like to be involved with something like this that we're doing right now. The sports I play are basketball, volleyball, and I run track. So mm-hmm. I like being involved.
And what was that first one again where you said you like to be involved in?
In things like this, like the Great Galesburg Shake.
Like that's something competitive?
Yes.
Good for you. Do you have any trophies at home from some of your summer sports? Or?
Yes, I think so, because we've gotten second at a Seton tournament
sure. mm-hmm.
twice for volleyball and basketball,
yeah.
So I have that.
What's your favorite sport, would you say?
Basketball.
Basketball. Yeah,
yes.
Do you want to play at the high school?
Yes, I do.
Good.
And maybe in the college level, too.
Wow. All right. So do you have teams that you follow at all?
Duke Blue Devils.
Duke?
That's who I follow.
Do they have a women's basketball team?
Yes, and I think it's a good program, so that's where I want to go.
Oh, my. And what grade did you say you were? Seventh grade?
Yeah.
Keep playing. What about the summer months? What do you do in the summer for fun?
Summer months is still basketball and volleyball, and I like to go to different camps, so not just the one in Galesburg, but the one at Monmouth College to get more experience and gain
some more expertise.
Skills, yeah.
Gain some more skills. Yeah, they have those, don't they, at Monmouth College in the summer. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite food?
Well, my grandma makes, a lot of things homemade. So she makes noodles and, beef and noodles and mm-hmm. vegetable soup and things like that.
Any pets or siblings?
I have three pets, two cats and one dog. And mm-hmm. then my brother, he's a freshman, and he goes to the high school.
Great. Does he like basketball?
No, not as much. He was never into it like I was, but he was the manager he was freshman year manager, and then he plays soccer.
Oh, okay. So he's more of a soccer fan,
yeah.
and you're in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck getting to Duke. We've
Thank
been
you.
Talking with Kaylee Miller, seventh grader at Churchill Junior High. I'm Terry Cavanaugh for WGIL. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're visiting with Galesburg Shake students today. And Cole Steele, a sophomore at Galesburg High School, is my next guest. And Cole, tell me a little bit about yourself and GHS, maybe your favorite subjects.
I'm a sophomore at GHS. My favorite subjects are probably to do with computer classes. I've done about 2 to 3 classes each term of just computer-based things this year. Currently, I'm in an internet animation and web design with Russ Ulrich, and it's just an overall great class to be in.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that. Would you like to do animation, computer animation as a career?
I wanted to get into the computer field a little bit when I was, last year, but then I was introduced to an aviation class out at Galesburg Airport, and so that kind of took over on what I wanted to do when I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
So
tell me about the aviation part then. Do you want to be a pilot?
Yeah, I want to be a private pilot for not commercial planes, but for the smaller type aircraft like a jet or a G4, G5, planes like that.
Yeah. Can you, at your age, take pilot lessons yet?
Yeah, I have. Right now I have about 47 hours done, I believe, through the airport since last July. It's just a great program to be in. I've flown solo a couple times, just up around Galesburg, came down by myself, and I went up first solo within my seventh hour, and it was a crazy experience just saying, hey, you're going to go up and be by yourself for 20, 25 minutes, so have fun.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, what were you flying when you're either with an instructor or by yourself, a little Piper?
It's a Cessna 172.
Okay.
Or a 152. It just depends on what's there and what's in range.
Are they two-seaters, four-seaters?
They have the two main seats in the front, so your seat and then the passenger pilot seat, and then there's a row in the back which can fit up to 3 people, but usually there's just 2.
Yeah. Cole, what's the most, would you say, difficult or daunting thing to learn? Obviously, you have no fear of heights, so but just to get underway and to be able to fly solo.
I think the main thing is within what you learn, because you have to learn all the situations, like emergency situations. So say that you're up in the air 5,000, 10,000 feet up, and something happens to the engine. The propeller turns off, and so you're just either spiraling towards the surface and you're either going to crash into it, or if you handle it with the correct procedures, like you've been trained for, you just spiral down and land somewhere, either in a cornfield or a road that's not blocked by anything.
Do these courses teach you some of the mechanics of the engines and parts so that you understand what you're operating?
Yeah, there's before you even can go up and fly, there's things where they'll say, okay, now this is a carburetor, this does this, or this is the intake, this does this, or the throttle controls, of course, how fast you go, the aileron, which determines where you go, and then foot pedals, and just all sorts of different things that you have to know of.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I find fascinating is in September when the steermen come to town, and I know you're flying Cessnas, but do you have any desire to maybe fly one of those biplanes?
I've thought about it. I had the chance to go up in one, but I just seeing the people, how they fly them, I don't think I could do it.
Well, take a ride in one sometime at least. That may change your mind altogether. It's pretty amazing, and I'm always amazed at how gently they can set them back down.
Yeah.
Tell me about maybe some of the other favorite hobbies or classes or what you like to do, maybe do in the summer when you're away from school.
I like to travel a lot. I'm definitely into going just different places, seeing the great things that the world has to offer.
Yeah.
I've been to 39 of the 50 states, and that's been over the past probably 8 years.
Yeah.
So,
where would you like to be overseas if you're vacationing or traveling?
I definitely want to take a trip to Italy, just wherever I could go there, or Australia definitely has been a choice too.
Yeah, sound like good choices. Well, good luck in your aviation career and your
Thank
classes.
You.
Cole Steele, a sophomore at Galesburg High School with us here, part of the Galesburg Shakes program. Thank you, Cole.
Thank you.
This is WGIL. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh with Jada Sykes, a fifth grader at Gale Elementary School and one of the top 12 here with the Galesburg Shakes program. Jada, nice to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So what do you like about the Galesburg Shakes program so far? What do you think of all this?
Well, it's very social, and it definitely makes kids confident.
Yeah, I think so. And you're right about, that's the first time I've heard it described as really social, but that's really what it is, a lot of interaction with a lot of different people. Who do you remember meeting yesterday at the Great Galesburg Shakes? Did you meet a couple of different professionals there?
There's a lot of people I met.
Yeah, there was over 50. I probably put you on the spot here by making you try to remember who you met.
Well, there's some people from the YMCA that were there, like Joey and John.
Yeah.
Sibley. I couldn't remember anybody else's names really, but there was this one guy, I think his name was John. He was from Carl Sandburg.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw so many, I couldn't remember to name everybody yesterday when I was talking about it on the air either. But tell me about Gale. Tell me about your favorite subjects, what you like.
Gale is a really amazing school. My favorite subject is social studies.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
I love history.
Good for you.
So when I first moved to this town from California, my mom said there's going to be a lot of historical things here, and I thought that was really amazing.
There are a lot of historical things here. Everybody from Carl Sandburg on down and before him. Yeah, definitely. So have you visited some of the historical sites in Galesburg?
We actually went on a field trip to some of the places. We went to Knox College, the Hope Cemetery, and I can't remember any place.
Have you been to the Sandburg Birthplace? Sometimes
it's yes, we went by that.
The Sandburg Birthplace, yeah. Sometimes it's not open, but nice to visit there as well. So you like history, and what do you want to study when you're in high school and beyond? Do you have aspirations for that yet?
Not really, but really what my main goal is to do is be a teacher or a singer.
Or a singer? Who's your favorite singer?
I don't have one. I like all.
You like all of them? Do you like all kinds of music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for you. Where did you live when you were in California?
By Sacramento and Elk Grove.
Okay. And you've, how long have you been in the Galesburg area then?
This would be my second year, I believe.
Oh, so you're fairly new to the Galesburg community, but you love Gale School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, who's your teacher?
Mrs. Simpson.
Okay. And you like social studies. What about any hobbies or sports?
Soccer, football, and volleyball.
Football? Is there a girls?
I don't play football.
Oh, you like
football?
Yeah. You like football. Okay, I thought, oh, I didn't know about that. Yeah. All right, and you like soccer, too. Yeah.
Yes.
What do you like about the summer when you get away from school? Will you go back to California?
I visit California, but this year I'm moving back to California.
Are you really? Okay. And you'll go to school
there.
Out there.
But I'll be switching off and back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be coming back here to visit.
Yeah, good for you. You must have relatives or friends here that you'll be visiting. Any pets or siblings?
I have 5 siblings. I have 3 animals, mm-hmm. a cat and 2 dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have 2 younger brothers and 3 older, with 2 older sisters and 1 older brother.
All right. Okay. We've been talking with Jada Sykes, a 5th grader at Gale Elementary School. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
Thanks for joining us. This is WGIL. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. We're visiting with Galesburg Shake students today, the top 12. Emma Hawkinson from Churchill Junior High. She's in 7th grade there is my next guest. Emma, thanks for joining us today. Tell us what you like about the Galesburg Shake so far. What do you think of this program?
I think it's really exciting. It's teaching kids new things that we don't necessarily learn in the school setting, and they're good people skills to have for job interviews and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the quadrants yesterday, you had to probably tell where you'd give money to a charity, right? Was mm-hmm. that one of the questions?
Yes.
And how did you answer that?
I said I would give it to my church because at my church we give to other organizations, so it's a way that I can give to multiple but just give to the one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does your church take mission trips at all?
Yes, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the subject you like at Churchill.
I like math class. That's my favorite. I like how there's a wrong answer or a right answer, but there's clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's never a question about what it should be, right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. What would be your second favorite subject?
Probably geography.
Why is that?
Well, I like learning about different cultures and things like that. I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up? You probably hear that question. It's a little early to ask, but any aspirations at this point?
Yeah, I think that I might want to be like an agricultural engineer and like designer type thing.
And tell me where that background comes from.
Well, my dad's a farmer, and my grandparents have farmed in for a long time.
Uh-huh. Do you know how many acres they have off the top of your head? Are
they
big farms?
Fairly big, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. How
sure, that's okay. And what do they raise?
Well, we have cattle, and we have pigs, and I have a few goats and chickens, and and we have corn and beans and hay.
Yeah, well, that's plentiful, really. That's a lot to take care of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you spend your summers working on the farm then?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. What about 4-H or FFA? Are you?
I'm in 4-H.
Okay.
I've been ever since I was 8, and I could be.
Uh-huh.
My mom's the leader of my club.
And what's the name of your club?
Henderson Aggies.
Okay, all right. And do you have favorite subjects there in 4-H that you pursue outside of the farm animals?
Yeah, I'm in woodworking.
Okay.
I've done that one ever since the first year. That's probably my favorite.
What's some of the things that you've made, large or small?
I started out small. I made a napkin holder my first year.
Okay.
I remember I did not want to do that.
Uh-huh.
But last year I made a smaller like card table. Type thing. So
it's getting bigger as you go along.
Yep.
Now, do you have some hobbies in the summer that you like to pursue or any sports?
Actually, right now I started last Saturday. I started the Bracken swim team. So that'll be going on this summer, and cross country starts soon.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you like them both, huh?
Yep.
Do you participate in sports at school or extracurricular?
Yes, I'm in cross country at school and track.
At Churchill?
Yes.
I forget that they have that at that level. So,
yep.
Yeah. How's your team been this year?
Good. State was actually last weekend, and I didn't go, but lots of my friends did.
Mm-hmm.
They did well.
Good for you. Now, do you have pets or siblings or other hobbies?
I have 3 siblings. I have an older one and 2 younger brothers, and I have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Zoe.
Yeah. And then all the animals on the farm that you take care of as well. Do you know where you might want to go to college for agribusiness?
I would like to go to an Ivy League college, but then I also want to go to U of I, so.
Yeah, good schools. Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Good for you. We've been talking with Emma Hawkinson. She's in seventh grade at Churchill Junior High, part of the Galesburg Shake program. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you.
This is WGIL. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're talking with Galesburg Shake students, the top 12. Today, Sage Sanders is one of those students, a sophomore at Galesburg High School. Hi, Sage.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. Tell me a little bit about GHS and the courses you take, maybe some of your favorites.
I'm in kind of honors classes. So my favorites actually honors, I was going to say acapella choir. Sorry, that's one of my other classes. But honors, algebra too. Math's just really easy, so it comes natural for me.
So would you pursue a career in math, do you think?
I want to be a pediatrician, so it kind of needs math, but it's not like a main focus.
Mm-hmm.
But no, if I had the option to be a math teacher, I would not be a math teacher.
No offense to math teachers,
no
right?
Offense.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit. You want to be a pediatrician now.
Yes.
Who inspired you?
Kids, because I have younger sisters because I'm the oldest, and I'm just really good. My dad actually calls me the baby whisperer because I'm they give her to the baby to me, and she just goes to sleep, I guess.
Yeah.
So
good for you.
It just come easy.
Yeah. And do you think you'd like to pursue, though, a medical career?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be some type of doctor, and then my parents, oh, you're really good with kids. You should be, my parents actually told me more about pediatricians and
They work with youngsters.
Yeah,
because
I never really knew what the doctor for kids was called until they told me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Great. So will you have to, I know you'll have extra school post-college.
Yeah.
But are there courses you can take now in your honors courses to lead you in that direction?
There are, but, my counselor already mapped out my 2 years, my junior and senior year, because he wants me to get in the Academic Hall of Fame, so I can't really take those classes until college.
Yeah. They'll come soon enough, probably.
Yeah.
So what about extracurricular activities? You mentioned choir. Are you in the choir?
I'm in a cappella choir, and then I'm in basketball, volleyball, and softball.
Keeps you busy, then.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It's exhausting at times, but I get through it, so it's okay.
Yeah. What about the summer months when you get a little break? Do you...
I have some time, but I have sports camps. And I'm probably going to be looking for a job, so I have to tie in a job.
Yeah. What sports camps do you take? Do you go to Monmouth College for their basketball camp?
No, we're actually going to Mizzou for basketball this year.
Did you say Mizzou, where I graduated from? The University of Missouri with the columns? Have you been there?
Not yet, but I'm excited.
You're going to love it.
And then I have, volleyball camps, and I'm going to be on a softball team, traveling team over the summer, too. So
great. Well, I think you'll love your visit to Mizzou. I certainly hope you do as a Tiger alum. So, yeah, that'll be great. Yeah. Tell me about colleges maybe that you've – have you mapped that out yet or even taken a peek?
I'm kind of looking – I want to be kind of close to Illinois, but I also don't. I want to be out of Illinois because it's boring here.
You want to get away a little bit?
Just a little. I want to be close to my family, but I also want to be a ways – and I'm kind of looking at one college. Can't really think of the name. I think it's the Lake of the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by my grandparents, so
sure.
I'll be kind of close to them.
Do you travel at all, or have you been able to?
Sometimes, with my family, but not by myself.
No, just I'm talking vacations with
yeah.
the family.
We usually go to my grandparents over the summer, once or twice.
And they live down by the Ozarks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Good.
They live in Blue Eye, if you know where that is.
Uh-huh. All right. We've been talking with Sage Sanders. She's a sophomore at GHS. So, and you mentioned you have siblings, right?
Yes.
Any pets?
No. Mm-hmm. Siblings are enough.
All right. Good luck in becoming a pediatrician, and thanks for joining us here
Thank
today.
You.
This is Galesburg Radio 14. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh, visiting with Ashton Jones, seventh grader at Lombard Middle School. And he's part of the Galesburg Shakes program, one of the top 12. Ashton, nice to have you with us here in the studios. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Tell me a little bit about the Galesburg Shakes program. What do you like about it, and what surprises you maybe about it?
Well, I like meeting the new people. It's very fun to just talk to newer people and just pretty much just talk to
different individuals
and get to know them better and what their job is. I met Ryan Cole. He works at, his family owns Cole's Diamond Gallery, and he was pretty nice. He was a very nice guy.
Yeah, that was at the big, all the professionals that were in
Kensington.
Yeah. Oh, at the Kensington yesterday, part of the young professionals group. So you had to be part of the early morning at the field house too, were you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
It was actually really big. I had never been inside the field house, and I got to meet newer individuals like the man who is the CEO of the Y, Adam Sampson.
Adam Sampson, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah. I'm very impressed about your memory on Ryan Cole and Adam Sampson, because there were a lot of people to meet yesterday. So really good pro. Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it actually a lot. It was very just fun. Like, yeah. I said earlier, to meet new people and just discuss other topics with them.
Yeah. And I agree with you too. That field house, that was the first time I'd been in it too. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like, I liked the how they did like the basketball courts, and
yeah,
it was very new to me.
Mm-hmm. Basketball courts, tennis courts, a track. They could put a lot of people in there. That's well, tell me about your favorite subjects at Lombard.
I love science, of course, because Mrs. Sandstrom, she is such a fun and amazing teacher. And I also like PE and health there. Like, in PE, I get to run around, like, calm myself down, like, run out a lot of my energy
from
the day. And
Do you have favorite sports, Ashton, that you like to play?
Yes, I like playing football and running, track, and cross country.
Yeah, and they have those teams at Lombard, do they not?
Yeah.
There was a big meet last week, I'm understanding. I don't know if Lombard participated. Churchill did, I think, so... Maybe a state meet is what they were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I wasn't in the state meet.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about what impresses you about science.
I get to, like, learn about new animals, and Miss Sandstrom really makes it fun because she, like, brings music into it. And
really?
And fun worksheets, and we get to do, like, Zumba and stuff in class.
Really?
Yeah.
Zumba to science. That's innovative, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Because we're learning about imprinting, and she added the, like we did Sandstrom Says, which is like Simon Says, and we did, and imprinting is like pretty much learning, copying someone, like if a duck copies a human, if that's the first thing it sees, that it will copy everything that animal the other animal does. Mm-hmm. So I really like how she innovates she's very innovative with her work.
Yeah. It probably is helpful to learning then in that aspect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like to do in the summer, Ashton, when school's all done?
I like playing video games like any other kid.
Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite?
I like going outside. Probably I like playing like sports games, like football games, NBA games.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Basketball.
And then you like to get outdoors a little bit too,
yeah.
I bet. Yeah. Good for you. All right. Any aspirations for high school or college yet? Too early?
I want to be a heart surgeon, and that's going to take like pretty much a whole nother set of school, which is like another 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't become that, I'll probably go to the military.
Yeah.
Be in the Air Force.
Good for you. Do you want to go to the academy?
Yeah.
Like the Air Force Academy?
Yeah, the Air Force Academy.
Yeah.
I probably want to go to, Florida University, because that is my favorite football team, college football team.
Yeah, good for you. All right. We've been talking with Ashton Jones, 7th grade, Lombard Middle School. And Ashton, nice to meet you, and good luck to you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you. This is WGIL. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh, visiting with Galesburg Shake students, the top 12. Sophia Suarez, a 5th grader at Gale Elementary, is my guest right now. And Sophia, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you. It was nice coming.
Well, tell us a little bit about Galesburg Shakes and what you like about the program so far. This is round 3, and you've had 2 interesting rounds so far,
yeah.
Right?
Actually, most of all, it's just been really fun because, like, I can be myself, too. And I also think the shake is really great because you learn manners. Like, a lot of the things I learned, not to put my elbows on the table and put my hands on my lap and not, like, keep my feet down. Like, I've learned so much here, and I think it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Are you being taught this through a class and programs at school before all this kind of competition took place?
We actually, at round 1, we went and learned about, like, eating and stuff, because round 2 was when we ate. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so a little bit of etiquette at eating. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we learned a little bit about that.
And then they kind of, they had like rounds at different schools, did they not, before the competition yesterday?
Before, like, you had a shake, at our school, Gale School, we had to shake three people's hands, and they just chose the top 10.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved down to that big round yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
At first, I was really nervous, and I guess I kind of always am. Like, before this, my stomach was going crazy.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah, good. Well, tell me about some of your favorite topics at Gale, your favorite subjects.
My favorite subject would probably have to be English, because, like, I love to write and I love to read.
Mm-hmm. Favorite books, favorite authors?
One of my favorite books is Sahara Special. It's a sixth grade book, but my mom found that book for me, and I've kind of always liked that book because I just read that recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you like English and you like to write.
Yeah.
Do you write a little bit, poetry or the short stories, or just
for
enjoy?
For Illinois Young Authors, like, I always do that every year, and I've been in the top 12 ever since second grade, and I've just always loved writing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What about the Big Read? They write for that too. Do you ever do that?
I do the for reading, especially in the summer by the library. I do that,
mm-hmm.
and I try to just read as much as possible.
Yeah. Now, what about hobbies? Do you do some things in the summer you like?
Especially in the summer, I love to go swimming because, like, I just love being underwater. It's just a great feeling.
Yeah. Would you consider being on the swim team at GHS?
Oh, I didn't know they had one.
Yeah.
But maybe someday, yeah.
Yeah.
But I also
like to swim.
Yeah, I like swimming. But I also like other sports, so I don't want things to conflict.
Mm-hmm. Do you play any sports in particular?
Yes, I play volleyball. I play basketball. And I did a swim team last year at Lakeside, but mm-hmm. I'm not doing this year since I'm going into sixth grade. I kind of want to enjoy my summer, like, full on.
Yeah. Okay. Sixth is the middle there, right? You'll go to...
Sixth grade, I'm going to middle school,
and then it
goes all the way to eighth grade, and then I go to high school.
That's it. That's what I'm thinking. You're coming out of grade school, going to the middle school. So, all right. So you're going to enjoy your summer, huh?
Yes.
We've been talking with Sophia Suarez, fifth grade student at Gale Elementary. What do you think is the best thing about Galesburg Shakes, would you say?
Honestly, a lot of people, including me actually, like, they're always absorbed in their technology. Like, I used to bring my iPod to the table. I'd be playing on that. And now I've just learned to put that technology away and start and get being more social, and you're using your social skills a lot more these days.
So, in other words, you're engaging with different people and having conversations.
Yeah, I've met a lot of new people. Like, at lunch, like, I had a great time because I really got to be me for that one.
Yeah, good for you. Thanks, Sophia.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Sophia Suarez, fifth grader at Gale Elementary, wrapping up our discussions with Galesburg Shakes Top 12 here on WGIL.